May I have your attention, please? My name is Andy Black, and you need to understand that America's healthcare system is broken. They haven't found a single cure for any disease in over 60 years, even though America spends more money on doctor's visits, prescription drugs, physical therapies, surgeries, and specialists than any other nation on the planet. In spite of all that, America is dead last in ranking of all the industrialized nations. If Americans were living longer and had a higher quality of health than all those nations, that would be great. But the truth is, we are not living longer and we don't feel better. In fact, we have more disease and live considerably shorter lives than they do. Even their overall quality of health is ranked considerably higher than ours. So, thank you for choosing to listen to today's Health Update, the one place you can turn to learn the truth about America's sick care system. Truth is, the pharmaceutical system decided many years ago to never cure another disease. And in back rooms, you can hear them explain that there is simply too much money in treating symptoms of disease to ever release another cure. Today's health update is much more than just physical health. By listening to Roy Williams, you will learn how to support your health naturally, how to avoid using prescription drugs, and how to decrease pain and feel 10 to 15 years younger in just 1 month. Roy also keeps you informed about fake diseases such as COVID, and how to supercharge your immune system naturally, and what is fast becoming his most popular show, Freedom Fridays. So sit back, relax, and listen so you can begin to understand why so many say to Roy, your show is the shortest 30 minutes on the radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another Today's Health Update. Roy Williams here, the guru of good health, the superintendent of supplementation. Hope you're having an incredibly good day, and you know, I hope you've had an incredibly good week. I love Fridays. Why? I know everybody says cause the weekend. Not well, that too. But let me tell you something. I love Freedom Fridays, and that's what today is. It's Friday, so I'm going to be talking to you about your freedoms, because I think it's beginning to dawn on people that there are people in our government, there are people in our lives, like the medical profession. There are people in our society, even in our churches, that want to put us in bondage. Now, what does that mean? Well, remember, Jesus told in the book of John, chapter 8, verse 32, that you'll know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Well, if you remember that, you've got to always remember the opposite. The lies that we believe hold us in bondage. And who is Satan? When you look at the Bible, whether you believe in the Bible or not, it's not even important at this point. Well, you should make it an important thing, but that's not what I'm trying to get at. I'm not trying to get you to be a Christian. That's not what I do on Freedom Fridays. I do that on Mondays. It's called Monday School. But Freedom Fridays is about our freedoms. You know, our founding fathers were some of the smartest people that ever lived during those years. I'm absolutely convinced that God Almighty put that group of men together to create a society right here in the United States of America, which, by the way, is talked about in the Bible. Now, it's not called the United States of America in the Bible, but it talks about when the Hebrew, the 10 tribes of Israel, were scattered all over the world. And it talks about the ones that went across the Caucasus Mountains, and that's why they were called Caucasian. And they traveled all over Europe, into Canada, and then eventually into the United States that we call it now of America. And they are that group of people that wrote our Constitution of the United States, that wrote the Declaration of Independence. Why do you think God has blessed this country so much in our lifetimes? I mean, we are one of the most blessed nations that's ever been on earth. It's unquestionable. We've created more freedoms, more income. We've created more lifestyle changes than any nation on earth ever has. And the reason we've been able to do that is our founding fathers set us up based on the Bible itself. I mean, you cannot read the founding fathers' letters that they wrote. You cannot read the documents that they put together and not believe that they had faith in God. I don't care what religion you are. Do you have faith in God? Well, that's what our founding fathers had that set them apart. That don't mean they were perfect. That don't mean they didn't sin. They did. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But let me tell you something. Some of us try harder than others to live a morally correct life. And our founding fathers lived through tyranny. They lived through a time when the British government took over their lives and took and attached them to the point of insanity. And what did our founding fathers do? They broke away from that. They came here and they helped found this great country, and we are the beneficiaries of it. But it is up to us. It is our obligation to protect our freedoms and to make sure that our politicians, our leaders, as we call them, they're not much of leadership anymore, but it's up to us to hold them to accountability, to put them in their place. But you got to also remember the other side of freedom, and that is slavery. You see, Satan wants you to be his slave. Let's say it a different way. Government, most governments around the world, and now ours is falling right into that same category, want their people subservient to the leaders. I mean, the British government got so hierarchish, if that's a word, they thought they were so much better than the average person. They had a system where if you were on the poor side or on the low side or on the weak side, whatever you want to call it, that end of the scale, they set up a system where you weren't able to ever get up. It's called a caste system. In other words, whatever you were born, that's how you're going to be the rest of your life. What an insanity. What an incredibly immoral and selfish way to run a system. But if you were on top, and like they were, and then, you know, when their fathers built that empire and then they passed it on to the next ones, have you ever noticed it takes three generations for the children to turn out pretty much worthless? You give children everything they need. You don't make them work for it. You don't make them earn it. And you watch. You can leave them $1 billion, and in three generations, it's wasted and gone. They can't keep it. Why? Because they didn't ever have to earn it. It's important as a society that we teach our children, you're going to have to work. I don't care how much money you got. Don't give it to them. Make them earn it. Make them earn it. Now, that don't mean you have to turn them into slaves. That's not what I'm talking about. But you know what? When you give everything to your children that they ought to be earning themselves, they're going to be dependent. They may not be dependent financially right away, but eventually they're going to be, because they think it's just going to be handed to them on a silver platter. We don't want that. We don't want that in our society. We don't want that in America. Oh, but I want my children to have it better than I had it. What in the world does that mean? Now, if you were abused as a child, of course you want your children to have it better than you had it. But having it better than you had it means you make them stronger, not weaker. Means you make them earn it and deserve it. Then they'll have good character. What is character? It's doing what's right even when nobody's looking. Listen, let that sink in. What is character? It's doing what's right even when nobody's looking. I'm pretty bad about taking a piece of paper and when I'm done with it, wadding it up and throwing it at the garbage can. If I miss, though, I'm also good at walking over there and picking it up and putting it in the garbage can. That's character. Now, that's a very small way to look at it, but it, you know what? God says, if I can trust you in the little matters, I can trust you in the big matters. That's what this is all about. That's what America is. Most of us, when we were growing up, were taught to do our part. I don't know about y'all, but my dad, one time I asked him if he was hungry. And now listen, we were poor. I'm telling you, when my mom and dad, when they had three boys and a girl, and we didn't know we were poor, but we were poor. We scraped by. We lived by my dad's, from my dad's paycheck to paycheck. I didn't know any different. Thought everybody did that. I didn't know we were poor, but we were poor. But you know what? We worked hard, and my dad instilled it in us by saying, boy, I like a good hard worker. And that made me want to get out there and work with him, no matter what he was doing. But my dad also was one of them that if the garden need hoed and he was going to work, he'd look at us and say, when I get back, that garden better hoed. And we knew if it wasn't, we was going to pay a price. So he was smart enough to realize that we were only going to turn out as good as we were taught to be self-sufficient. I mean, I know how to garden. I know how to take a piece of land and garden it all the way to highly productive land. I can take an acre right now. I can take an acre of land and feed 30 families for a year. I've done it. I'm not kidding you. Can you do that? What are your disciplines? Now let's talk about discipline. Because if you want to be free, you got to be disciplined. Did you hear me? If you want to be free, you got to be disciplined. But what does discipline mean to most Americans? Punishment? No. Punishment is punishment. I mean, you break the speed limit, you're going to be punished, you're going to be fined, and you're going to have to pay that fine. You're going to get a mark on your record, and it could cause your insurance to cost you more for a year or two also. That's punishment. That's not what I'm talking about. Disciplined. I'm disciplined enough that I don't speed. Why? Because I don't want to give my money to somebody that didn't earn it. You heard me right. Listen, I'm disciplined in my job. I do it. I don't have to work anymore. My Father has smiled on me, and I'm talking about my Father in heaven. God has smiled upon me because I do my best to live a morally correct life. I do my best to help other people, to do unto other people as I'd have them do to me. And God blesses me for that. That pleases my Father. And if I please my Father, I won't be cursed. But let me tell you something. If I go against my Father's word, he don't curse me. I'm cursed. I cursed myself. And when I was younger, when I was a teenager at about 25, it was all about Roy Williams. I was going to do it my way. I believed that song, I Did It My Way. But that was the wrong way almost every time. And it cost me. I suffered a lot as a result of that. But when I did like my mom and dad taught me from the Bible and started putting God first in my life, my freedoms improved considerably. I didn't run into the problems as much as I used to. So let's talk about our nation and our freedoms now. You know, our freedoms aren't free. If you think your freedoms are free, and let me tell you, let's talk about that just a second. What does freedom mean? You know, I'm scared to death that if you were to ask most high school students getting ready to graduate what define freedom, I think they'd say something like, well, free education, free food, free housing. What? That's not freedom. That's slavery. If you're getting something for nothing, you're a slave. What? Remember, a lot of the slaves, when they were freed, when the government passed laws that set them free, they cried and asked the people that they worked for, what are we going to do? See, they were used to what? Having free housing, free clothing, free food. That's slavery. No, the definition of freedom is being conscientious enough and smart enough, intelligent if you want to call it, and enough wisdom to support yourself, to manage your way without interference. I don't need the government interfering with me. I don't want them demanding I have to buy a permit to dig a hole on my own land. That's not freedom. That's slavery. It's taxation without representation, and that's what we've got today. We're not going to be free as long as we allow them to continue to tax us without representation. Most of the taxes you pay are nothing more than ordinances or mandates, they just require it of you, and we just get in line and pay it. Income tax is a perfect example. The people that wrote the income tax laws, today, when they retire, they write books. A lot of them do, and some of the highest ranking ones in the IRS wrote books and made a statement in there, I can't believe you still pay income taxes. It's voluntary. But we don't know that it's voluntary. We think it's a mandate, mandatory. It's an obligation. That's a lie. And it's taken away our freedoms. How much of your income do you give a rotten, sorry government that's pushing homosexuality, whatever they call them? How many of them tell your children what they've got to learn? Y'all, that's not freedom. That's government rule. That's tyranny. When they can mandate, not law. See, mandates are not laws. Ordinances are not laws. Permits are not laws. When they try to charge me a permit fee now to do something on my own property, I look at them and said, I'd say, show me the law. Well, I had one of them show me a mandate one day, and I said, well, wait a minute, I'm talking about a law. A law is something that's passed by the House of Representatives in the federal government. Show me that law. They can't show it to you because it's not law. But they're going to force you to do it by how? How do they force you to? Intimidation. Intimidation. The IRS works 100% off intimidation. That I'm going to garnish you your wages if you don't pay your taxes. And can they do that? If you let them get away with it, they can. You see, freedom means you've got to be disciplined enough to know the law and then to stand up for it. That's why we're always pushing for people to become states' nationals. You need to attend some of the classes. Every last Monday in the month at Herbs and More, from 5:30 to about 7, we teach what it means to be a state's national. A state's national takes you out from under the United States of America Incorporated, which is what you're under now. You check that box on your driver's license that you as a citizen. You self-determined that you're a slave. I can show this to you in writing. You self-determined that you're a slave, and slaves are not allowed to own anything. No, you don't own your land. Don't come to me unless you're a state's national and tell me you own your land. I'll prove to you you don't. Don't tell me you own your nothing, because if they want it, they'll take it from you. And they'll mandate that you pay them taxes on it as long as you got it. Don't mean it's right. Don't mean it's law. So you got a lot to learn, and that's a big part of freedom, too, is recognizing that you still got a lot to learn. You don't know it all. If you knew it all, you wouldn't be paying those taxes. You wouldn't be forced into those mandates. You know, we're in that transition period in a society where the government has become tyrannical, and they're pushing us against the wall and trying to squeeze the very life out of us. And let me tell you how our government works. Our government for many, many, many years now, way more than half of the existence of the United States of America, you've been under the rule of law, the rule of war. You see, our government works this way. They need to be able to print more money. And when they print more money, it makes every dollar you got less valuable. You can buy less with your money. You know, you could buy a gallon of gas for 25 cents. And that was with the taxes and everything in it. Today, it's $3.20. And you get, so in other words, that same 25 cents that would have bought a gallon back in the 1930s, 1940s, and even into the 1950s, it won't buy a quarter of a gallon of gas now. What? Not even that. It's, you see, your money's worth less. You do less with your money, which forces your employer to have to pay you more for you to survive, which forces what? Prices of everything to go up. So our government is always pushing for war, and they're pushing for war right now harder than I've seen it in years. I mean, there's so much talk about World War III right now that we ought to be embarrassed as a nation. The only president we've had in years that stood up against it was Donald Trump, and he didn't cause war. Isn't that interesting? We had the lowest gas prices. We had the lowest taxes. We had the most people working. We had closed borders. Everything was going in the right direction the 4 years that Donald Trump was in there. So what did they do? They couldn't stand that he was giving us our freedoms back. So what did they do? They lied and stole the election. That's what they did. And you watched, as soon as Biden got in there, ever since he got in there, they've been trying to start a war. They got to have a war. Why? Because they need money. What does war do? It gives them permission to print more and more money, which makes you and I weaker, and it makes our money buy less and less. And boy, are they ever wanting to print money right now. Why? Because the banking systems are failing. You better be paying attention. You're about to see some of the biggest bank failures in the history of the world. I'm warning you, it's coming. You better be doing some things like storing up some food. You should have at least a minimum of 90 days worth of non-perishable food stored up. Put it under your bed. I don't care what you do with it. Store canned food, stored food. So, because it's going to get bad. You're going to see grocery stores empty in your lifetime if we don't get control of our tyrannical government. So, people are waking up, and I'll cover on how to get control of our tyrannical government. One's by being a state's national, but that's just one of many. In another show, I don't have time to cover everything in one show. You only got about 27 minutes. So I do want to talk to you about some of the trends that's happening that should help you understand that finally Americans are opening their eyes. Finally, Americans are realizing that there's a bunch of real imbeciles, a bunch of fools, and I'm not cutting any corners here. They're fools that are running our country, that's running our organizations, that's running businesses in this world, and they want to force you to do what they want you to do, to buy what they want you to buy, to eat the way they want you to eat, to go to the doctor they want you to go to take the medications they want you to go to, whether you think you need it or not. It's not up to you. They want your children to be educated on what they want them to know instead of what you know in your heart they ought to know. You know, as Americans, we need to take control of what our children are learning. Stop letting the government control our educational system. Somebody asked me if I were president, what's the first thing I would do? First thing I'd do is I would make it absolutely illegal for the state, federal, local governments to have any say in education at all. Don't you see how communism works? The first thing they want to do is get control of the educational system so that they can mandate what everybody learns. Well, what do you think they're going to teach you if they're communist? They're going to teach you that their regime is the best, that they've got the system that's going to set us all free. We're going to all have free toilet paper. We're going to all have free food. We're going to all have free education. We're going to all be better off. And they're lied to you. Has it gotten better since the communist took seat in the White House? His name is Biden, Communist Biden. It hasn't got better. It's getting worse. Taxes are going up. Interest rates are going up. Cost of food's going up. Cost of everything's going up. Borders are wide open. No society has ever survived with open borders. None. Yet that's what they want. But it's starting to change. You see, they've been trying to convince us that we don't need freedom. We need organization. We need a communist or socialist form of government so everybody's equal. When they start telling you that everybody's going to be equal, you need to slap them in the face with words, not physically. We don't get violent. We hit them with words because words mean things. You know what? I'm going to give you an example of how people are opening their eyes. Our Hollywood boy, or Holly Weird is what one of the talk pundits call it. Hollywood's such an evil thing. There's so much into child pornography. There's so much into child molestation. There's so much into pornography. They're into all the wickedness and the evil that you can imagine. Hollywood is a sick, sick thing. So what did they do when a really decent human being wanted to come out with a movie called The Sound of Freedom and expose the pedophilia and expose the child sex trafficking and expose the organ harvesting of our children? Oh, that's what they're doing. When you got 2,000 children a day disappearing from the books, you got a problem. So what did they do? This guy puts out this movie called The Sound of Freedom that's exposing all that. And you watch when the national media, when ABC, CBS, NBC, when all of the pundits that are out there start to down something, it did exactly what it should have done. The people says, I want to see it. They didn't want it to make even $20 million past 20. It passed 30 million. It passed 40, 60. Did you know it just hit $100 million? Now, how does that compare to Disney? Disney's gone woke. Disney's pushing immorality on everything. Movies, Hollywood, they're pushing it. Listen, the last 8 Disney movies lost $900 million, while The Sound of Freedom has now gone over $100 million in ticket sales. We're waking up. Thank God we're waking up. What about Jason Aldean? You know, he's got that song out that they tried their best to block. They tried to convince everybody it was a sorry song. Nobody should listen to it. Try that in a small town. Dude, that movie means what we are in America. Try that in a small town. Listen to it. Did you know it's now the number one best-selling song in America? Yet, and that's in spite of the national media and the movement trying to stop it. Here's my point today. Get involved in good things. Get involved in church. Get involved in education. Stop the government from being involved in every aspect of our lives. Take your freedoms back. Be a man if you're a man. Be a woman if you're a woman. And, you know, by the way, they're trying to tell our children that they can be either sex they want to be. Stop that. Come on, America, stand up and demand it. Finally, some of the athletic associations are saying, no, you can be in this sport, but you will do it under the gender you were born. Thank God people are starting to wake up and put them in their place. So with 1 minute left, I want to leave y'all with this. Our freedoms are not free. We're going to have to demand them. It may come a day when we have to fight for them, but I'm willing, I hope you are, stand up for what's right, stand up for morality, put the politicians in their place, and when they step out of line, fire them. How do you fire them? You don't reelect them. And let's make sure that the next election is a fair election and that every vote does count by ballot. No machines. Demand that wherever you live, you get rid of those machines and go back to one vote, one ballot, and that's it. And we need to do it on the one day that was laid aside. It'll work for all those years, and now they want to take that away from us too. Watch what they do. It tells you who they are. Thank y'all for listening to today's Health Update, and especially Freedom Fridays. Keep freedom in mind. Until next time, may God continue to bless all of us with abundant health.
As I said earlier, thank you for choosing to listen to today's Health Update. If you like what you heard, please consider sharing it with others who need to know the truth. To hear this or any of Roy's shows, go to www.podbean.com, www.podbean.com. And remember, you can learn more by going to our website, www.nhcherbs.com. That's www.nhcherbs.com. Or you can call to get more information at 256-757-0660.